Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Compare to what, in case you didn't recognize that little brief bumper tune. And before that, we did a little something with some Bob Marley, which was Wake Up and Live. Both very appropriate bumper tunes to open up our program this evening. And we are here in a late night edition, and we're going to get right into it. Oh, by the way, welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information called from around the globe. And it's news you can use news for you, by you, and of you. And, well, we're going to get right into it. And my name is Daryl Clark, and I'm just plumb pleasingly pleased to be able to host you this evening with a very, very special guest. I shouldn't even say guest. I should say partner, Miss Ula Pasternak. And she's got some, boy, she's got some hot nuggets to drop on us this evening. Now, with that said, we only have a few minutes with Miss Pasternak, as she is already scheduled for something very special that she had been, you know, previously committed to. But she agreed to just join us for a few moments because she had something she wanted to drop on us. Now, with that said, guess who's coming back next week? So that's the carrot for you folks to join us next week. In the meantime, Miss Ula Pasternak. Ula?
Hello, Daryl. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you loud and clear. Ula,
well,
thank you for taking
hearing,
the time out. I mean,
yeah, I'm pulled over in Jersey on a turnpike, so you will be hearing
okay.
A little musical drive-by from trucks and cars, but I always enjoy being with you.
Well, the pleasure is truly ours, and, you know, we had a little pre-conversation earlier today, some things that are hot on your list, and if it's hot on your list, boy, it needs to be boiling on ours. So I know you're coming back next week, and you're going to do a large, sort of more significant segment. But there were some things that I touched upon last week, and you know, didn't do the justice that, of course, you could, being the expert in that area of genetically modified foods, and well, just being aware of what we're ingesting. So can you just share with us a few things that were on your mind, and then we'll pick up on this some next week. I know you have a hard stop in about 10 minutes, if that. So go for it, Ms. Pasternak.
Well, my main concerns are, again, our what we call GMO 2.0, because the CRISPR technology of gene editing will not be tested, will not be labeled. And that is not okay with me. My second concern is that we've had animals vaccinated with our mRNA vaccines for years now, and we were not told about it. So if we eat meat or dairy, we might be ingesting that vaccine, and that might be detrimental to our health. And the third reason that I really would like us to be educated is that the biotechnology industry is already testing edible vaccines. And that is technology of putting and modifying staple foods to deliver vaccines for us. And again, what will we ingest? And how will I know if I'm eating potatoes that are regular, potatoes that are edited with genes so they don't brown, or potatoes that are delivering a vaccine that I don't know about? So we are not done with the fight for labeling and disclosure. We're not done with holding our industry and representatives and legislators accountable for full disclosure. Because, for example, I want to know what I'm eating. And I'm not talking about just potatoes. I'm talking about things that are a staple, like rice and corn, that will have vaccines in them, unless Mother Nature is going to make it difficult for controlling the doses and wonderfully interrupting that technology. But I would like us to have full access to that information. And I prefer to have some sort of testing to let us know, not just that the E. coli that they put in the potato to carry the vaccine, only has very little side effect of diarrhea. Like, what? I'm going to be ingesting E. coli? Exactly. Exactly what I mean.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. Another point is, I want to at least put a little bit of a good news. Glyphosate was Roundup, is Roundup.
Right.
But there are already alternative, non-toxic, or way, way, way less toxic herbicides that are sold in Australia and used by farmers in Australia, sold in Europe. So we have made huge, huge inroads with presenting farmers and industry with alternatives to Roundup or dicamba or the other horrible, horrible herbicides and pesticides that we are poisoned with and we poison Earth with. So those are some of the topics we can cover next week, because we are coming into, we continue with our harvest season. We are coming to our holiday of Thanksgiving, and food will be our comfort in winter. So let's continue our efforts to make sure that we know what we eat, we have choices, and we have good health because of the food and water and air and good company and wonderful life that we can create for ourselves and share with each other.
Before you take off, in 30 seconds, you started off, you dropped the bomb, and next week we're going to explode it. But if you could just give us an idea, just give us a little bit of an idea of what I thought I heard you say, and vaccines are possibly, or definitely, there's been some proof. Did I understand you to say that there's some aspect of vaccines being integrated in our food? Did I understand that, or did I misunderstand that?
Oh, no, you totally understood it. We have food that is delivering vaccines already in the testing stage.
Okay, I don't usually do a lot of dead air, but I had to, my mouth was open there on that one.
Okay,
we need to talk about this next week. Folks, you all heard that, and this is important. I don't even, I can't get it out. It's too much. My mind is processing too much information. I can't get it across my vocal cords fast enough. Let's talk next week. I'm hoping you're going to be able to share with us some things we might be able to do to either prevent or cease it, or be able to manage it, or at least be aware of it at minimum. And maybe you can share some of those things with us next week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is not something, like I mentioned, rice and corn and potatoes, but we already have vaccines in tobacco, tomatoes, banana, spinach, and they're ready for, like, sweet potatoes, watermelons, lettuce, oh my gosh, peanuts and carrots. I mean, they're like top priority to develop vaccines based on those vegetables.
And this is this is just a fact of things that are coming.
Oh, yeah. So we are still without structures or ways to make sure that we are informed and we have a choice. Research is one thing, but going to a hospital and being, you know, either given medicine that is genetically modified and I don't know about it is not okay with me. Eating food, going to a restaurant without knowing if I'm eating modified potatoes or rice or regular potatoes, even conventional with toxicity from pesticides and herbicides, I want to know because I prefer to have my body as intact and as healthy in not just protecting it, but maintaining my good health. I prefer not to have surprises of E. coli in me giving me diarrhea because I didn't know that I was eating a potato delivering a vaccine to me. So that's what I want us to be educated about and understand that gene editing technology is not okay without informing us, without testing, without all the steps that are good steps in protecting good health.
Boy. Well, you've dropped that one, and we're looking forward to getting into some more of that detail. Well, thank you for taking the time out right before your most important meeting that you're about to engage in. Looking forward to continuing this discourse.
Yeah, but I don't want to just be gloom and doom next week because of Halloween. We will have a wonderful full moon energy in Taurus, which is Earth, which is perfect to help maintain our good health of our physical body. Great to ground and protect our planet, our wonderful Mother Nature. And that is what we will hopefully focus on after we talk about that.
All right. So there's always a silver lining, right?
Always. And at least we will be mobilized to choose better, to inform ourselves and others, and not give power to those that don't deserve it, misuse it and abuse it, and we suffer. Like, nope. We deserve choices that are ours and good for us. So let's,
I love that. Do not give power to those who do not deserve it.
Correct.
I love it. Great note to end on. And so
all right.
Until next week, peace and blessings to you with lots of love, and we will talk soon next week. Of course, we'll have, you and I have some discourse before that. Looking forward to it, Miss Ula. We've been talking with Miss, she's got to run off to her conference. We've been talking with Miss Ula Pasternak, of course, partner of Productive News Weekly. And boy, did she drop a few nuggets on you or what, folks? I told you. So, yeah, we're looking forward to this next week as I mentioned, you know, she only had a few minutes, so if you caught the very end of that, if you tuned in a little late, go back to the archives. You can hear it from the top of the program when she really shared some things that are going on that you need to know. She's going to bring more of that next week. In addition, as she said, she's going to lighten it up some with, hey, we're coming to the end of a month with Halloween and full moon. So there's lots of good things and good energy that we'll be focusing on as well. And So we're not going to let, you know, some of this nay information, you know, take us into a state where we don't belong and we don't want to be. Thank you, Ms. Ula Pasternak, as always.
Thank you.
So, Dale. Oh,
have
thank you, thank
week,
you,
everyone.
Oh,
have a
well,
week.
Yes, and you too. All right. So, that was excellent, and you all may recall last week, I actually touched upon some of the things that Ms. Ula had shared with me with regard to genetically modified food and glyphosate, which is basically Roundup. And if you don't know what Roundup, it's an herbicide intended to kill living things. And I said living things. I specifically did not say plants because a plant is a living thing. And guess what? So are we. So if we ingest that, guess what? Well, yeah, it's toxic. And we need to be aware of those foods that we're eating in whatever, however small quantities, as it might be stated by certain agencies or corporations, that could potentially be detrimental, harmful, and even possibly fatal. So, yeah, we're gonna pick up on that, that's for sure, next week when Ms. Ula Pasternak rejoins us to get into some of that discourse. So much other things going on. If you missed last week's program, folks, go to blogtalkradio.com. That's blog, blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, /, in case you don't know what the / is, that's that symbol beneath the question mark on your keyboard. If you're using a QWERTY is the keyboard that has the letters A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L. More specifically, QWERTY, QWERTY. And it's / Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. So this is a late night edition of Productive News Weekly, and we're going to go for another 20 minutes or so just talking about other important information. We're midway through October. Can you believe it? That puts us well into what is known as the holidays. We just passed Indigenous Day, which used to be referred to, and by some still referred to as Columbus Day. And, you know, that really kicks us into the holidays. If you've noticed, when you go into the supermarkets and the department stores and the like, you're seeing, guess what? Holiday, Christmas, yes, Christmas advertisements. Who says Halloween? Let's just go right from Labor Day to Christmas. Well, I mean, you know, in a way, if you're a business person, would you really blame them that much? Because, you know, by many standards, it's that two-month period, November, December, where many retailers earn as much as 60% of their profit for the year. Do you believe that? That being the case, maybe you want to shut down for the least productive months. I don't know. It makes you go, Yeah, so someone came up with a bright idea. Why not just make, you know, that spending, purchasing season expand it from November and December to September, October, and December? And, you know, many years ago, we started the Christmas in July slogan, and that took hold to some extent, and it worked. So why not go for it? It's all about capitalism, which, by the way, I believe in. I, I'd rather have that than socialism myself, which says that someone else is going to determine how much you get to take home. And well, my thought process is I'd like to be able to put forth a given amount of effort and feel comfortable that I'm going to get an output from that that comes to me since I put that effort out, versus me putting out a certain amount of effort and part of the results of that effort going to someone else. And that's the premise, the general premise of socialism. But there's many other premises that we need to be concerned with that involve socialism. And that is the lack of choice. You may not be able to choose your doctor. In some societies, you have little or no choice as to whether you're going to go to school or not. I mean, we're getting into that deep area of socialism, that area that goes into communism and fascism, which I believe is basically a parent of socialism. So, yeah, we need to be very, very careful as to what's happening right now. I do believe in states' rights. Giving the government too much power and it becomes dangerous. And that's why I'm adamantly against this. And you've heard me say cancel culture. Cancel culture meaning if I decide that I don't like what you're saying, I can decide that you can't say that. In other words, the First Amendment of our Constitution, which is freedom of speech. There are numerous countries around the world that don't exercise that right. And that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, that I said I'd rather be nowhere else than here in America. As bad as some people may say it is with the so-called racism. I say so-called because, of course, there's racism. There's bigotry, which is the brother or sister or cousin, well, not even cousin, but brother or sister of racism. And I think some people confuse bigotry from racism. I think we more have a bigotry situation here where people just are being prejudiced based on differences other than just color. Color is just a means of being a bigot. So I think there's too much race hustling that's going on in this country that's intended to control, not just so much to divide, but to control. Because if you can come up with something that will energize a group of people, especially a massive group of people, then once that energy is activated, you potentially can direct that energy any way you want. Once you, again, establish energy, right? You can use it for good, bad, evil, angelic efforts. And unfortunately, there are too many people that are using, well, potentially good energy for bad outcomes. And I'll give you an example. People get excited when we start talking about benevolence, right? Benevolence, meaning doing goodwill. And so what do is we say, well, goodwill is goodwill. Well, there's an energy behind the goodwill that could be used for other than goodwill. And that energy is excitement, motivation. And a certain amount of livelihood. Now, if you label that goodwill as, and I'm heading towards the border, so to speak, we all need to head towards the border literally and protest. But figuratively speaking, I'm heading towards the border issue here. So you have people that will say, well, we should open the borders because these are transients. These are people that are seeking asylum. Okay, that's a benevolent thing. But at a point in time, if someone says, give me a glass of water, and you pour them a glass of toilet water, I mean, it may be drinkable in a desperate situation. Or, let me back it up. Some people say, oh, that was pretty shrewd, Daryl or Mr. Clark. Someone asks for a glass of water. And you give them an ounce. They're thirsty, but you give them an ounce. But some people say, well, that's better than what they had before. At least it give them something. Or, here's something more realistic. They ask you for a glass of water. And they give you a glass of water, but they drop a capsule in it of, it'll be nice. I'd say some form of alcohol, grain alcohol. Now, you look at it, looks like plain old water, but when you taste it, something's in here that doesn't taste like water. But it's 95% water. But, what about that 5%? Depending on the individual, could be harmful. Some people can't handle alcohol. My point is, if you have an open border, and there are numerous people that are coming across that are, well, legitimate in terms of their intent to seek asylum, but you have a small percent that have nefarious intentions or illicit intentions or harmful intentions. Depending on the degree of the harm intended, it's not worth opening the borders at all. And I'll give you an example more intimately and detailed. In the last 3 years, here's some numbers and cents, folks. Numbers and cents, S-E-N-S-E, as in common sense. Truth, logic, and common sense. In the previous 3 years, well, let's say to date, we've had, in these previous 3 years to date, we've had approaching 200 individuals on the terror list. You know, the terror list, the same list that were of the 911 variety, right? Osama bin Laden variety, 150 have been found to be potentially on that list that have entered the United States. They've determined have entered, are here right now in the last 3 years. Now, that may seem like a small amount, okay? But let me extrapolate this for you. Because prior to the 3 years that we've just endured, I should say, there were a handful, we're not talking 10, terrorists that were able to be identified that have entered the United States. Prior to the 3 years that we just endured. Now, I'm not one to brag for the sake of just bragging or doing the I told you so, but I had no idea 2 weeks ago that Hamas was going to invade Israel. No idea. If I had that kind of knowledge, I wouldn't probably be here. I'd be somewhere else, I would hope, doing something a bit more benevolent, I believe, knowing my heart, is where I believe I would be, because I would certainly be trying to help the world if I had that kind of foresight. Did, however, mention that same statistic that I just mentioned 2 weeks ago. And in addition, I said, what if? Just what if a group of those 150 are linking up with the tens of thousands that have come across that we're not aware of? You see, those are the ones that we have been able to apprehend. There's a whole group of individuals, and the numbers are astounding. And it may seem like a small number, because 10% may sound like a small number, but 10%, what they call gotaways. A gotaway is a terrorist that they have not been able to identify. They got in. Now remember, these 150, they got through. We identified it after the fact, but they got through. But at least we identified them. And how we're going to find them in a country this large, well, that's a needle in a haystack. But a gotaway is someone that's estimated to be terrorist, and we just don't have any number on it. But to throw out a reasonable number, 10%. Now, in case you haven't heard, in case you're only watching CNN or MSNBC, which I watch, but I don't limit my brain, that'd be like being half-witted, to just those sources. So I watch my Newsmax, and I watch my Fox as well, so I can get a pretty well-rounded perspective and then make my own decisions. Because I find that there are things being said on CNN that I just don't hear on Fox or Newsmax, and vice versa. So what I've been able to find out is, a reasonable number just for the last 3 years that have entered into across our borders, 8 million. That's right. 8 million folks. That's a lot of folks coming across what we know as being aliens to this country, and according to our Constitution, they are illegal aliens. Biden's opened the border, and I believe treasonously against the better good of our country. And so if you take just 10% of that number, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just need to be able to use a calculator. It's not complicated. And that's a conservative number, because there are those that would say, I think the number's more like 15 million. But we're going to be conservative. Let's just say 8 million. Because their number's as high as 400,000 a month that come across our borders. So we're going to say conservatively 8 million people come across. And guess what they're finding? Majority of these are men now in the last several months. I understand taking refuge and the like, but women and children? Well, I mean, we haven't even got into the whole aspect of sex trafficking. But let's get back to the 8 million. So let's just multiply that times that 10%. Let's just take a number and see what we get. Wow. Almost a million. 800,000 possible terrorists. Now, remember 911. These folks have been here taking classes, flight classes, right? I mean, this was all done right up under our noses. So let's do a what if. What if there's just half of that, 400,000 people on the terrorist list that were gotaways. And right as we speak, they're working on terror cells. We got some deep doo-doo to deal with. And is it a coincidence that Hamas has invaded Israel as we open our borders? This is not rocket science. I don't have to be a political scientist. I don't have to be a statistician. I don't have to be a research investigator. I just need to have some good logic, truth, and common sense. Connect the dots. So is it a coincidence that $83 billion in weaponry was given away by our president in office, that is, and Hamas comes up with all this weaponry? Because we left missiles, we left, okay. Was it recycled? Are these weapons? I'd be curious. Would that be, Israel being bombed by American weaponry, being attacked with America, would that be a or not? We don't know. I wouldn't dare say that, oh yeah, look, that's American. I wouldn't say that, but I would question if it's a possibility. And if nothing else, just from the selling of arms, because there are sources that say that Afghanistan is one of the largest arms dealers now in the world. Well, with $83 billion of weaponry, high-tech, highest tech weaponry. We didn't leave behind weapons that were, you know, old and outdated. No, we left the highest of technologically capable weapons that our armed forces had on hand. We left that behind. And now Hamas invades 2 years later. Not to mention the $6 billion that's supposedly in a holding pattern somewhere that Biden gave to Iran. And Iran and Hamas, do they work together? Yes. Ooh, Is that a coincidence? We're just connecting the dots, folks. And you want me to vote for whom? Wait a minute, was there even a war that took place the previous 3 years under Trump? I'm just coming hard and straight in the paint right now just to help you out because I love you, because obviously some of you just still don't get it. Got your head so deep in the sand, you don't even realize that you're existing anymore. You're so deep in it. Now, what is it about Trump? Oh, he's a racist. Oh, no, wait a minute. I can't be the racist because he gave more money than Clinton, Obama, Bush combined to the HBCUs. He created the First Step Act, which released more African Americans than any other president from prison. He even created empowerment zones for blacks. Now let me think. What did Obama do? Help someone. Oh, that's right. He created LGBTQ. He added two more letters on. Yeah, that's right. I've woken up. Some of you are still woke. I've awakened. I'm trying to help you awaken. Not just for you, more so for your children and your children's children. Because, see, we never had a problem with your daughter or your granddaughter or your niece or your great-niece or your great-great-niece or your granddaughter or your great-granddaughter having to compete with a male under Trump. Never had that problem. We never had a problem with your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, your great-niece, your great-great-niece, who you say you love, having to worry about going into her restroom and encountering a penis that was told it's okay. No, that never happened under Trump. What else? Your niece, your granddaughter, your great-niece. Now, I haven't talked about the nephews and grandsons and the like. I haven't gotten there yet. We're just talking about the females, our vulnerable females. You know, those individuals that perpetuate our culture. Because blacks are, by the way, disproportionately affected by this. Oh, you didn't notice? You didn't see the statistics? They didn't tell you? You didn't read that memo? Oh. No. I believe that these individuals are not our friends. No, I am not convinced that Oprah Winfrey, Obama, and the like are African Americans' friends. And I'm so thrilled that I'm finding that the numbers are exponentially increasing of my brothers and sisters who are realizing it. Yeah, we're becoming aware, awake. And so I'm speaking to those few of you on the line, and that number is becoming more and more few as I talk with you. God bless you for stepping up and stepping out. Because, see, at some point, you, as especially my male figures, listeners, I'm saying especially, not being, you know, prejudiced or chauvinistic, I should say. But at the end of the day, these folks, they tried to imprison our males. Clinton, Obama, they when you take away the male figure, and females who are truthful will acknowledge it, when you cut down the male, you leave our females vulnerable and a fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, as we've seen our current president's child. Did we ever have cocaine problems in the White House? Not that I know of. Did we ever have a president's son who was a stone crackhead? And it's a disease. No, wait a minute. I'm not saying it's not a disease. I'm just saying the facts, strictly the facts. But when you tie that to our international security, because, yes, it has come out. If you're not watching the right news, you wouldn't know that. And I say the right news, I mean literally the right news, Fox, Newsmax, One America News. It's still available. You just have to stream it. Because of all the investigative sources that I found, counter to the ultra-liberal culture, it's been One America News. OAN. So you can go to OAN.com and get real information, validated, vetted information. So you may say, well, how come they're not? How come they were taken off the air? Duh. They were telling it. And AT&T, for whatever reason, took them off the air. Shame on you, AT&T. Shame on you. You tried that with Newsmax, but by that time, people were awakening. And you, like Disney, you are about to lose everything. I predict Disney's going to go under if they don't change. My prediction. Mickey Mouse. It's going to become Mickey Rat. So, glad to I've had this discourse with you this evening. Just a little bit more of education. It's so important. What's happening over in the Middle East is a direct reflection of the warmonging Democrats. I mean, wait a minute. Not one soldier killed under Trump. No wars. I'm not being pro-Trump. I'm just being pro-truth. Me well, so did my mom. He said, they said, mom and dad, Daryl. I mean, talk about prophecy. But we have that same thing for our children. The only difference is my parents were willing to tell the truth. and we're capable of it. Now, I'm not saying that yours aren't. I'm just so grateful that my parents had the foresight to see it and give it to me before they were making their transition. Although I still sense them and I know they're around me and I have my means of communicating with them, it's a whole other conversation I don't think most of you are ready for. And they taught me, Daryl, things are going to change. And you need to be willing to understand that some of the things that I believed in my day may not apply in your day. And Dad would say, no matter what happens, don't let anyone influence your good common sense. He says, I went out my way, which he did. He died, literally, on the job to see that I got to go to college. But before he did, he made sure I understood, and I understand. Be your own man. You're not a woman. You're a man with all the attributes. And don't let anyone get inside your head, anyone get into your children's head, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your sisters, if you can help it. Because sometimes you can't help a hard head. You just have to let it become a soft behind. And so with that, I talk to my children, my nieces, my nephews, the young folks, some of my old head relatives. They're going to be stuck in their ways. Just like, well, there's a story. It was called Noah's Ark. Many of you know about it. It's in a book called the Bible, which some of you believe in, some of you don't. But there's a story out there, and it says that, you know, God told Noah about a change that was coming. And he says, I'm letting you know, and there'll be those of your family that you're going to have to let know. And he said that you're going to need to make sure that you take the animals and get one of each and be sure you get one of everything so that they can reproduce. And don't worry about the danger of the animals. I'll take care of that. Well, metaphorically speaking, many of you know what time it is. You have a responsibility, not a right. It's not your option. You have a responsibility. Now that I've told you that, there's no getting out of it without, well, consequences. To let especially your children know, especially children of age, meaning your 7, 8, 9-year-olds. You see, we used to say 11, 12, 13, but our 6 and 7-year-olds, these are indigo children. Like my mentor, Dick Gregory, used to say, there's indigo children. They're out here now. And they're way ahead of us adults in many ways. And they're able to comprehend an adult insight of wisdom. And so there are those of a demonic, an evil mindset that understand that. So they can try to influence those individuals. But they won't be able to. Because the thing about an indigo child is they're divinely developed. So they know good from bad. Is our hope. That is our loving, divine deliverance. Because as that deceitful, devilish, devious side tries to distract that energy, they will be destroyed. It's just not me trying to prophesy, telling you what I know. And you have been touched by just listening to this conversation to the extent that you have a role to play to turn this around. And you're in such a wonderful place to be able to know at some spiritual point in your existence that you were able to play a role in protecting humanity. Connect the dots, folks. It's not complicated. What was happening 6 years ago versus what's happening now. Take the blinders off. You know those things that are on the racehorses so you can't see left too far and you can't see right too far? Take them off. Open your eyes. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Exhale slowly. Open your eyes and light the light. Let the light come into your pineal gland. Got nothing but love for you folks. Next week, we're going to have a very special program. Shout out to all my October birthday gals and guys. May you and yours be blessed. You say you want to just a little bit of a numbers and cents, something extra before we shut it down this evening? Okay, I get you. I'll give you just a little something. I think that was a Maxwell song, if I'm not mistaken. Remember that guy? Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Numbers and cents you want. Okay, I got something for you. For those of you who are wondering about Hamas, all right, and are saying, Palestine, the real story is that it was originally belonged to the Muslims, and the Israelites came in, or Israelis came in, and took their land and all of that. Okay. There's several stories to that, right, even biblically, because you can say originally Jerusalem, that land was all occupied by Jews. We can go there too, right? And then you can say, well, where did the Muslims come in? So, I mean, there's a lot of stories to that. The bottom line is there a reason for genocide? And looking at that one side of the story that says, wait a minute, the Israelis have been mistreating this Palestinians in Palestine and the Gaza Strip for decades. No water, no food, living in... But what's happening is, just like we have happening here right now, the leaders have been causing that problem. I mean, what's happening now? Do you know most of the people don't believe in drag queen story time? Drag queen story time, we all know what that is. If you don't know what that is, that means you are in trouble and you better race to turn on Newsmax or Fox News. Better yet, go to oneamerica.com, OAN, Oscar Apple Nancy.com, and get some real information. Seriously. Drag queen storybook is something that this extreme left wing is promoting to say that we should have this equity inclusion. Well, what's happened, it's like many of the bills that are going through Congress, and I'm not talking about just left wing, I'm talking about right wing as well, where people create a bill that's supposed to be like the Green New Deal, but yet they put a $50 billion component in it that says, okay, part of this Green New Deal is we're going to give Ukraine $50 billion. Wait a minute. I didn't vote for that. And I'm not saying we shouldn't help those of the Ukrainians. I'm not saying that. I do know that more and more countries around the world are closing their borders, like our friends in Poland. They're saying, wait a minute, we can only take so much. We can only do so good. At a point, turns become diminishing. That's an economics term. It's called diminishing returns. After you get so much value in something, it begins to diminish. So Biden says, I want to open up. We need to open up. We're the country of freedom. We need to open up our borders. He did it all for political purposes, trying to get votes. Let's face it. Pennsylvania is trying to put a law out that says illegal aliens should be able to vote. We knew that's what this was all about. Stop it. Stop it. It's deceitful. It's nasty. It's ugly. It's evil. And I say that because if you knew how many sex slaves were coming across those borders, you would vomit. And it would be so nasty if you still felt good about yourself. It would be like lapping up your own vomit. If you knew how many sex slaves, and I'm not talking about necessarily adults, we're talking about children, 8, 9 years old. If you can find somewhere in your mind, a sick mind, to support that, you're just that, a sick mind. But your hatred that you've been indoctrinated with for Trump has you blinded with an evil mask. And that's all it is. It's just a fact of the matter. So back to the Hamas piece, or Hamas. Babies. Have you seen the pictures? Babies' heads being cut off. Was it that bad? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm, I see. Mm-hmm, yeah. All right. So yeah, Israel, they just mistreated us so badly. We just felt so bad, and what they've done to us, and our children have died over the years. So we're going to go in and we're going to cut off their heads of their babies. The world's not supposed to be that way, folks. It's just not supposed to be that way. Twelve 100 people were killed in Israel by that Hamas attack. Now, Israel is a lot smaller than the United States. In fact, if you were to extrapolate that 1,200 to the 312 million people in the United States, that 1,200 that were killed in that massive raid from the Palestinians would equate to about 30,000 to 35,000 people. Imagine if the U.S. were invaded and 35,000 women and children and men were murdered viciously. Yeah, yeah. So now you're wondering why Israel is saying, we even drop a bomb on there. But what does that do? Now you've got the Palestinians that are saying, okay, for life, I'll always be looking to destroy. Do you know that there was a peace accord that Donald Trump facilitated during his term, his last year in office? Wake up, folks. Just wake up and see what's before you. This witch hunt that they're calling Trump, we all know it's simply because he's not a politician. And there's no way he could have done anything as an independent. So this guy, Robert Kennedy, who's saying, oh, I'm independent now. The plot is that that's going to hurt the Republicans, but it's going to hurt the Democrats, because at the end of the day, Robert Kennedy is a Democrat. He doesn't even believe in us having weapons. Don't you see what's happening? Dick Gregory once told me, he says, Daryl, don't ever give up your weapon. Because the first step in a communist, fascist society is for the citizens to give up their arms. I mean, it's pretty crazy if you think about it. Democrats want us to give up our weapons, right? I mean, I want my automatic or semi-automatic weapon. Because if somebody comes up in my home, I'm blasting. But at the same time, they want us to give billions of dollars to other countries to protect themselves. Now, something doesn't make sense to me. They're allowing terrorists into our country, and I just gave you the number, right, as high as 400,000. So if the signal is called in a year, I want to have my weapon. If there's going to be something in this neighborhood here that goes down, somebody going down with me, if it's coming down like that. And I'm encouraging every neighbor I have to be packed and loaded. The way I was raised by my parents and my grandparents. And you were probably raised that way too. So what's different? You took the Kool-Aid. It's called the Trump Aid. The Trump Aid. You took the Trump Aid and you got bamboozled, and now they're trying to take Trump out because they're scared to death. but folks have woken up all over the country. And I certainly have too. So I gave you some additional dollars and cents there just to close out the program, all right? And I mentioned the gotaways. How many are on the terror list? And we got to be careful because there may be cells right now being established in our good old homeland. God bless America. And make sure that you tune in to some real broad-based sources of information going forward. Got nothing but love for you, and especially for your offspring, your young members of your families. I pray that you spread this word of being informed, of being awakened, of being aware, and using our good old truth, logic, and common sense. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your week next week. Tune in next week. Tell someone about Productive News Weekly. Share the good news that you are aware of with someone. And let's just turn this around. This couldn't happen in many countries. We have a choice. They're trying to take down the leading candidate, who I will tell you right now, I believe clearly won last election. But now you have a choice to send a message to say, okay, late night news host, morning news, ABC, CBS, NBC. Just think about this. We had a horrible attack on a country where babies and children were just murdered. Everybody weighed in on it, right? All the candidates from the Republican side, all the Democratic so-called leaders, and not one newspaper or media entity would interview Donald Trump. I am through. The only president in the last 20 years to preside over no wars, and no one would interview him. I am done. 90 to 100 million people in America are done. Thank you very much for showing us who you all really are. Oprah, have you heard anything else about Hawaii, by the way? Well, that just kind of went by the wayside, didn't it? Wake up, folks. These were never our friends. Come on home. I've gone home, and I'm feeling good over here. Come on home. Let's get our country back. So blessed to have this individual standing and fighting the fight on our behalf. They don't care about him, really. They're scared to death of him because of the influence he's having on you and I. Because you can't have a fascist society unless you have mental indoctrination. And he's given us a chance to think alternatively, I meant. So they're not after him. They're after you and I. They don't have me. Ask yourself, do they have you? All right. Peace and blessings. My good heart to the good heart that I know is in all of you. The bad heart, well, that part of you, I have nothing to do with. Sink in it, drown in it. But for the good heart in you, I'm good. Just think about it. In fact, we're going to close on that one. One of my favorite artists, Donald Byrd. Think twice. Or was it the Blackbirds? Oh, well, you figure it out. God bless. Be safe. Tell someone you love them that you do, especially our youth. Give them some direction and give those school boards hell that's going to try to have some perverted library material in your children's library.